This podcast is produced by podcast-marketing-center.com.
The results of applying our business suggestions depends entirely upon your ambitions, time, commitment, activity, and business skills. If you wish more information, please contact us at podcastwithmike.com.
Today, on Podcast with Mike, your hosts,
Scott Patton of podcast-marketing-center.com
and Mike Filsaime of ButterflyMarketing.com discuss
Mike's early days as an internet marketer, lessons learned in traffic generation to his earliest websites,
autoresponders, automation is a beautiful thing when it comes to relationship building with your list,
target, tie-in, and collect, a pivotal lesson Mike applied and shares with you from the godfather of internet marketing, Mark Joyner.
Viral marketing, testing and results. Mike talks about how he acquired winning strategies for internet marketing.
And finally, Mike shares with Scott the birth of butterfly marketing.
Welcome to Podcast with Mike. Let's join your hosts, Scott Patton in Vancouver, British Columbia, and Mike Filsaime from Long Island, New York.
Welcome, everybody. This is the first Podcast with Mike. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, and here's your introducing your other co-host, Mike Filsaime. Hi, Mike. How are you doing today?
Hi, Scott. Glad to kick this off. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It sure is. So for those people that maybe haven't paid much attention in the internet marketing world or are hearing us for the first time, Mike, what I'd like to do is just introduce yourself a little bit about who you are and how you got into internet marketing and how you became so successful.
Sure. Like every other internet marketer that there is out there, I was not grandfathered into this or given a silver spoon or anything. None of our parents did internet marketing. So when we talk to each other, we all seem to have a prior business life, than internet marketing, because internet marketing is so new. And even some of the most successful people online are online less than 5 years today. So I'm born and raised here on Long Island, New York. Just turned 39 about less than a week ago.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you very much. And I was spent 14 years in the automotive business from 1990 to 2004. And I started dabbling online in October of 2002 and started putting up my first lead capture opt-in form to start collecting name and email addresses in March of 2003. And that was really the pinnacle point when everything started to change for me, because I started to be able to put a correlation between the size of my list and the amount of income that I would generate each month by building a relationship with those list members.
So what was it that made you really look at marketing on the internet in the beginning?
Well, I mean, I was always fascinated by the leverage. I didn't go searching online for how to make money online or how to work from home. I didn't do anything like that. It just happened by accident. I happened to receive an opportunity email, how to make money online. I read it. I fell hook, line, and sinker for the sales page. I don't know, Scott, if you remember back in the early 2000s, it was very popular to put a little printer icon and say, print this page.
Yeah.
We don't see that as much anymore, but believe it or not, I clicked that and I printed the 29 pages of the sales letter, and I read the entire thing, got back on my computer, and ordered the course. And it was very new technology at that time. It was one of the first information products to use Camtasia.
Oh, and, interesting.
Yeah, and it showed you, there were like seven videos that showed you how to register a domain, how to find a web host, how to find FTP software to send the websites that you do online, offline on your computer, how to, serve them up to the internet, and how to make a PayPal button, and how to create information products and all that type of stuff. So
wow.
It started me going, and it was pretty exciting.
That is exciting. And it's interesting to think back, that was not that many years ago, right?
No, that was October 2002. It was a product by Frank Kern. You may remember it.
Oh, right. Interesting. So what was your first... your first big success? Because oftentimes people think that they're going to hit a home run the very first time they, put a website up and they're millionaires or something. And we know that doesn't usually happen. So, but I'm curious as to what your first, aha, this is it, and it's working, and moment was.
Sure. There were several pinnacle points One being understanding the value of the opt-in, the second being understanding the power of the upsell, and then the third was understanding viral marketing, and then the fourth was starting to understand back-end marketing. So the very first one was without a doubt putting the opt-in form on my webpage. What I first started doing when I first got online, and I thought that all you had to do was go out and buy a million email names and buy a desktop emailer and just put 100,000 names into it and blast out to the world. And I actually did that, and that was like 2 days after I got my first website up, and within by the very next morning I had gotten my PayPal account frozen, my web host threw me off, and my Optimum Online high-speed internet connection. They called me at work and accused me of spam, which is exactly what I was doing, and just didn't know it. And this was before the Can Spam Act and everything like that. So
that's right. We have all done things that we had, in innocence, not knowing what it was we were doing, really.
Oh yeah, it was just me, Mike Vilsame, the guy in the car business, and hey, let me try to see if I can make some extra money, selling pumpkin pie recipes,
right.
Which is what I think I emailed out for. So it wasn't that. I was trying to do anything devious and sell, any type of, herbal remedies or anything like that and make false claims. I just didn't know better. And, I didn't know any other name in internet marketing. I didn't even know the world existed, didn't know there were forums or other people, doing it.
Right.
I quickly realized that, there's no way to get traffic to a website without either buying it or finding places that that leverage free traffic.
We'll be back in a moment with Mike and Scott.
I'm Danny Gusby, executive producer of Podcasts with Mike.
And I'm Heidi Nabert, production coordinator of Podcasts with Mike.
Heidi, I hear Mike and Scott have a very special offer for our listeners.
That's right, Danny. Take the Butterfly Challenge at podcastwithmike.com/share. You might be featured on the show to talk about how this podcast has contributed to your success.
That's right. You might even win a free 30-second audio promotion produced right in our studio for your own podcast or to use on your website. So go to podcastwithmike.com/share for details.
Now let's rejoin the conversation with Mike and Scott.
So that's what I did. I started looking into different places that leverage free traffic, what are known as traffic exchanges, and what was somewhat popular back then, not quite as effective today, but still effective nonetheless, are something called safe lists. And I actually started driving traffic to Safelist, and I was trying to sell different ClickBank products, and like once a week I'd make a $47 sale and make like $22, and I'd be like, woohoo, wow, it's working, you can drive traffic and make money. But by the end of the month I was making maybe $250, and I was spending probably $300 to $500 buying different products and software. I was in the red, for a good 4 or 5 months. Nothing crazy, just a couple of $100 a month. It was a hobby. But then when I understood the power of an opt-in form, I think it's a bad term for it. We call it an autoresponder.
Yeah.
And I think we take it for granted when a newbie hears the word autoresponder. If I was to say something to somebody that didn't know anything about an autoresponder and said, "Do you have an autoresponder?" They would probably, if they said no, they would probably think an autoresponder means that when you email me, it automatically responds and says, "Hey Scott, I'm on vacation in Miami and I'll be back on Tuesday. Please contact me then." And
that's how I think of it often.
Yeah, Bill. And it's really a database. An email database utility program that allows you to do two things. Email all of your customers or any select filter of your customers on demand instantly, or do a sequential follow-up mailing to people to an unlimited number of times, depending on how many times you want to contact them and the frequency that you contact them, with pre-written messages.
That's done automatically, right?
Automatically. You do it one time. So if anybody listening now, imagine somebody comes to your website and enters their name and email address, you would write maybe 7 to 10 different follow-up emails that would say, "Hi, first name, 3 days ago you were requesting information about how to cure your golf curve swing or whatever it is, your slice." And then the next day you could get them again and again and again. You can just keep going out for 7 days, but they right. enter their name once, and the system automatically, and you said it, I want the first one to go out on day one, the next one to go out 3 days later, the next one to go out 1 day later. So,
and these people think you're sitting at your desk every day writing to them personally, right?
Oh, absolutely, because yeah. I get, even to this day, you know, I'm sure you experience the same thing. People reply to you and say, hey, Mike, I got a personal email from you. I appreciate you taking the time to send me an email.
That's right.
You know, so,
that's right.
You know, it's a beautiful thing that, you know, you can have a silent salesperson working for you 24/7 and never asking for, you know, for any money or medical or a day off or anything
right.
like that. So.
And one of the reasons why the opt-in and the autoresponder system that you described is so important is in sales, usually I've heard it takes like 5 to 7, maybe 8 touches before someone's actually going to buy from you.
That was the bullet point on the sales page at autoresponseplus.com. I don't use that service anymore for personal reasons. I prefer to use a third-party autoresponder like AWeber or ProSender. But they had a bullet on their sales page, and that was the one bullet that sold me. And it said the average visitor comes to your site between 4 and 7 times before they decide to make a purchase. So that was the thing that really opened up my eyes, and I said, wow, you know, I'm driving all this traffic to a website, and, you know, 1% of them are buying, 99% of all of my efforts are being wasted. 99% of everything I do online is being wasted because I'm getting, you know, 1 shot in 100. You know, if my sales page was a little better, maybe written by you, Scott, maybe I'd get 3 to 5%, but still 95% of my efforts would be wasted.
Actually, when you were talking there, you reminded me of a newsletter that I ran for about 3 years, and it was a motivational newsletter, and the idea was it would go out Sunday, maybe early Monday, and you'd start your day, your week off right?
Mm-hmm.
And he had about 1,500 people on his list, and every Monday we had 750 people go to his site. Now and he never changed his site, you know, for years, the whole 3 years, he never put anything new up, never changed anything, right? And we tracked it, and we were just amazed. Every Monday, 750 people would go to his site. And you would think after 2 weeks they'd be done, right? They'd all have seen it, read it, and would never go back. But
right.
it continued for like 3 years. And these people, he had a product that was a high-end product that, you know, you had to be in the right time and the right place of your life in order to want to get it, which is why he was doing it every week. He mm-hmm. never knew when the people would be ready. But when they phoned him, it was, you know, hey, Joe, boy, I'm really excited to get started on working with you on this project and blah, 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 blah. And he'd say, like, who are you? Like, how do you know me or whatever? Oh, I've got your newsletter for the last 3 years, right? And it's just great. And I really like it. And that was how he developed the relationship. These people knew him because he was expressing himself from the heart every week. But he didn't know who they were, right? So it was a great way to build relationships. Really.
Exactly.
We'll be back in a moment with Mike and Scott.
I'm Danny Gusby, executive producer of Podcasts with Mike.
And I'm Heidi Niebuhr, production coordinator of Podcasts with Mike.
Working with one of the leading internet marketers on the planet sure has its advantages.
Sure does, Danny. Mike shares extremely valuable insider information every week.
Get the insider scoop. Go to podcastwithmike.com/recommends for details.
So at this point, I guess like in February, the end of February of 2003, I see a DVD presentation on Flash of Mark Joyner, and he spoke of a concept that he called target, tie-in, and collect. And what he meant was target an audience, tie in a free bonus related to that to the frame of mind that they're in while they're coming from that site or wherever the traffic is coming from, and tie in. Collect their name and their email address. So what he was saying is that if you're going to target an audience and tie in a free bonus, anybody that, you know, that's coming from a golf website, you know, let's put it this way, anybody would want to get like you know, a free cruise ticket, right?
Right.
But you're better off targeting a free cruise ticket to somebody that's coming from a vacation site because it's going to have a higher conversion rate and it's going to be more believable.
Yeah.
If you get somebody that's, you know, that you're getting out of, you know, you're getting traffic off of, let's say, pay-per-click, you know, for you know, for how to open up, you know, how to start your own daycare business or something like that. And then as soon as they arrive at the page, you say, enter your name and email address, we're going to give you a free cruise ticket. While anybody would want that, it's just not congruent with the reason why they're coming through that funnel.
You start to get suspicious, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. So what you want to do is you want to create a free bonus to get them to opt in and give their name and their email address. You know, as Derek and Corey and Corey used to say,
right.
First name, last name, and email address.
That's
I still
right.
today just go with first name and email address. I haven't used too much with last name unless I'm getting full postal and I'm going to do a direct mail campaign. But I feel that first name and email address helps conversion. Makes it easy for people to fill out, and then I give them a free bonus. You know, if they're looking, you know, on you know how to cure their golf slice, well, then I'm going to give them a free report. You know, on
that topic.
Yeah, the seven biggest mistakes golfers do before they step up and hit the ball, something like that.
Right.
And you know, getting those products right now, that's not the scope of the conversation. You know, that you can get that information written by yourself if you're the expert in the field, or if there's just plenty of different ways to get free resale rights information that you can give away.
Right.
And at that point, you collect the name and their email address, and then what I started doing from there was I started. You know, a couple of months later, I started, before I even go there, what I started to do now is I started driving all the traffic I could from these free traffic exchanges. And what do people from free traffic exchanges want? They want ways to generate more free traffic. So I would give away reports showing them directories of where to get some free traffic and things like that. And from there, you know, I was starting to build a list of about 70 people per day.
Nice.
And over a month's time, that's over 2,000 people per day that were coming into my list, and you know, that month I would make $2,000 a month online. And then when I had 3,500 people, 3,800 the next month, I was making $3,800 that month. And then I noticed that by like June and July, I had 5,000 people in my list, and I made $5,045. And that's when I said to myself, you know, wow, just reviewing other products and doing mailings to my list and building a relationship with them, selling them products I don't even own, I can make $1 per month for every single member on my opt-in list. So that's when I started asking the question, what would happen if I had 50,000 people on my list?
Right.
You know, and it doesn't matter if it takes me a year or 3 years. I'm going to start today to go on a list building quest, and if I can get 50,000 people on my list, maybe I can make $50,000 a month. And if I'm wrong, I'll make $25,000 a month. But I knew that there was a correlation to the amount of money that you can make online and the number of active subscribers that you have on your list. So
right.
So that was very important to me. And then I started doing things like making an offer to them as soon as they opted in. I started making an offer. Then I turned that into a one-time offer where I told them, you know, it was the only opportunity to get it at this time at a discount. And then I started playing around with viral marketing strategies and all these things, you know, progressed into, the home study course and the viral marketing term that we hear today called butterfly marketing that I developed.
Wow. We're getting towards the end of our podcast, Mike, and you've just given me all the topics for like the next 10 podcasts.
Great.
So, you know, we want to really thank everybody that's been listening to this. Thank you, Mike, for sharing everything that you shared. And our plan is to take 15 minutes a week, do this podcast so that it's enough time to give you some really good information on how you can grow your business over the long term, like Mike and I have done over the last few years. And we're going to be touching on, how to have a really good upsell offer. You know, what is viral marketing and how can you use it to explode your business? What's back-end marketing and why is that so important if you want to really grow your business and be successful? And then, Mike, you talked about free traffic and traffic exchanges. And to be quite honest, I've never really paid any attention to that particular area. I mean, the Internet, there's so many different topics, right?
That's right, yeah.
So I want to know everything you know about traffic exchanges and getting free traffic and free targeted traffic, right? Because that's so important. I mean, you can spend a lot of money on Google AdWords, and if you can supplement that with lots of good free traffic, why not do that? And safe lists. I think that's a really good topic. Plus, You've got some absolutely awesome software and some programs and some training that we also want to share with our listeners over the coming months. So we're going to be moving between different concepts and different types of products and how they can support people in growing their business online.
Yeah, Scott, it's going to be fun. You know, this is going to be something we're going to do weekly. People are going to be able to get their 15 minutes, take the nuggets that we give them, immediately apply them to their current online business, no matter what they're doing. And I think it's going to be one of the staple points of their weekly routines is to get this information, because in 15 minutes we're just going to be given just some of the best chunks that you can apply, and I'm excited to do it. And even things like you said, like Safelist, I would venture to say most people would say Safelist don't work, and when you don't know how to use anything, it's not going to work. AdWords is very effective, but there are many people that don't use it because they tried it and they didn't know how to use it, and those people may say AdWords don't work. But once you understand the strategy, and we'll give you those tips in between 10 and 15 minutes, and you'll find out that you can start applying what we give you and start really converting prospects into buyers.
Excellent. And so if you've just had a friend forward you this, or you just got this on iTunes or some other place, and you don't know where our podcast is and you want to see some of the back issues, because of course this is going to be on the internet forever, right? Or back podcasts, I guess I should say, we're at podcastwithmike.com. So you can head over there and you'll be able to see all the podcasts we've done. You'll be able to find some more information on anything that we've discussed. We'll have relevant links up on the site for you, and perhaps some additional information too if we feel it's necessary. And when you go there, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think of the podcast. Let us know if you've got any questions for myself or for Mike, and we'll bring those up and discuss them in future podcasts.
Fantastic. Great.
All right. So thank you very much for joining us. Until next time, this is Scott Patton and Mike Filsaime at podcastwithmike.com.
Next time on Podcast with Mike, your host Scott Patton of podcast-marketing-center.com and
Mike Filsaime of butterflymarketing.com discuss
the first sale, making powerful offers the moment every prospective customer visits your website.
Supersize me, how to upsell your customers with valuable one-time offers. Bumps and cross-sells.
Examples of adding value in your bumps, upsells, and cross-sells, and much, much more on Podcast with Mike.
I'm Heidi Nabert. On behalf of Mike Filsaime, for more information on this podcast, visit podcastwithmike.com.
And I'm Danny Gusby, executive producer for Podcast with Mike. This podcast has been a production of podcast-marketing-center.com.
Thanks so much for listening.